People learn spiritualism and go back. It is not that they are spiritualists when they are here, and when they go back home, they become atheists. It is exactly what happens now. When they are with Baba, okay, they sing the bhajan for Baba. But when they come back, the Baba is not important. The devotion to the Baba is not important. Something else is important. But I am trying to bring together such people for whom God is important. And all these are there because you are one. Because of the karma. They may be there, they may not be there. The moment the karma is over, however strong the wish may be, it will be broken. However loving may be the wish, it will be broken. So these things should not deviate us from the things we are trying to do. So how to become a spiritualist? To become an engineer, you know what to do. You join an engineering college and learn materials and how to handle materials. If you want to become a doctor, you join a medical college. To learn how to handle disease with people. A spiritualist handles healthy disease. That's the condition. But we think we are healthy, but we are mentally diseased. That is why this is known as Avaroga. The minute you say you are born, that means you are diseased. It's not you are not born. That concept, that understanding you people have to develop. If you are having a physical body without your desire, that means you don't know your past and future. Why you have taken this physical body if you don't know the things you are taking in life? Yes, the point. Because this is, you see that you will not work. You will have no freedom of movement. And because you don't know your past and future, you don't have any freedom of movement in this life. And why we don't know about past and future? Because we always wish something without trying to understand what is happening. For example, I am waiting for you. It's so heavy. People are coming in here. But I will only see someone who is similar to your teacher. If I see somebody, I become active. But when it comes clear, then I won't care who is coming. Then you come. And then you ask, I have asked my friend to come. Did you observe? What did I say? Only one of them was your friend who, because they have not responded, thought otherwise you did it. So similarly in our life also, many things are our friends, but because they are not responding, why we won't respond? Because we have a preconditioned notion. In such and such a way, master will be the builder. Then everything is closed. The only thing important may be happening is just by the side of your house. The great man must have come. But because you are interested in coming over here, you will miss it out. So what is I am trying to impress is, learn the present, live in the present. Understand the present. Don't have need for the past and future even today. Even in the morning also, don't have any need for the night. And in the night, don't think about the morning. think about the present, learn it. It is not very easy. Being in the present, if you can learn it, you have become the master. The eternal now. The present is always eternal, it never goes back. It is neither past nor future. So that is what I am trying to say with people. To live in the present, what you have to do? Live. What you have to do? You have to live in the present. You live in the present. Then do what? Do what the present is. All of this is there. Rajesh Kumar, and I thought that this was a different thing. It has changed their life. More than any other master to the world. It is that movie. It has changed their life. How to live in the present? These cancers, serious cases, not cancer, not lymphoma or something. It is a cancer patient. It has reached the fourth stage and he knows he is going to die. It's in a few days. He makes friends with somebody. The only one that he has to do. He's a drama artist. He commits to the only one that he goes to that rehearsal. And there he sees the Gujarati girl. He likes it and immediately and wants to participate. She doesn't know English. Then he says, now what to do? I have to learn Gujarati. And to learn Gujarati, how many days is required? And he's going to learn there after tomorrow. She doesn't know English. Buys books on Gujarati. And we, thinking that this is useless, don't even learn what is being offered. And when the thing is past, we say we should have anything. So this is what I am trying to make you all understand. You are not at all living there. You are either living in the past or thinking about the future. The present is gone. The future is gone. And whatever you can do only in the present. You cannot in the past. You cannot do what you are supposed to do in the future. Suppose you have to write the exam in the day after tomorrow. Then you write today. But we go on thinking how to write it, doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, how to do it, how to do it. Stop reading. We don't read. We go on thinking day after tomorrow how to go to the college. Whether the rickshaw wala will come in time, or whether the taxi wala will come in time, or if some friend has told that he will come in 6 hours. If he does not come, what will happen? Then, day after tomorrow. And now what you are supposed to do? So this concept, this understanding of living in the present, can be very easily developed by always remembering the master. But we go on repeating the master and thinking about the past. We go on repeating the master and think about the future. So what can the master do? If you repeat the name of the master, it means you live in the present like the master. When you say Sairam, you live like Sairam. When you are like Sairam, what to do? Do whatever happens. This is the problem. Everyone asks, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Do the best. That's the problem. If you are hearing this, try to hear it. Don't link it. When I go home, I will do this. I will confess this. What will happen when this is erased? What will happen? You go on thinking like this, and you are not hearing what I say. I don't know whether you are hearing or not. But that is the general tendency. That you can't do. What happens next is not important. What happened is not important. What is happening is important. And are you aware of what is happening? You are not aware of the birds sitting there. You are not aware of the beautiful country. You are not aware of what is happening there in the grass. We are not aware of the beautiful movement of the leaves. You should be aware of all this totality, of this. But how did you get it? That's right. Yes, but like this. So this is the second step. First step is, you want to be a spiritualist. That is your goal. You want to understand life. You are not at all worried about the present life and the situations you are placed in. It is as they are. You don't want to change it. But if something happens, then if we can change something, suppose I am not comfortable here, I can sit here. If I feel like lying down, I can lie down. But suppose I am in a crowded place and I want to lie down, I can't. You understand what I am telling? Avoid given present conditions. They are as they are. If we can change them, we change them. So the comfort, I am not saying don't be comfortable. No master said don't be comfortable. We say, don't be so fully obsessed by comfort that in trying to get comfort you forget the goal of life. That is what we do. We construct a house. Why a house? Why do you need a house? Many people construct a house and give it to them and they go somewhere else. I just don't understand the meaning of that. A very beautiful house to build. And they say, sir, master, we will give it to them. So to whom for they are building? Same thing happens to them. And now, about the problems that face, what should we do about it? Examinations are there, what is to do? Due priority to that. Reality is always important. If tomorrow there is an examination, you should not do sitting proud at all. If your state is having examination, it is your responsibility to see that TV. But suppose it does not be we think even now there are so many masters telling us to live like that. Are we living? Not one. Thousands of masters have come and gone. They are telling the humanity that this life is meaningless. This life has no meaning except kindling in you the awareness of spiritualism. And we want spiritualism to set our life right. Don't ask for your personal life to be set as you want it to be set. You need not ask it. Because the minute you are on this path, pull from a Christian Dharmatya, Rajde, Matodhaya, even the victim will see it. Removes very great worry. And you say, I am doing all this Christian, which is not in me. Then I get the mastery drawn. Or you are practice of the religion is wrong. The master can't be wrong. So our practice of the religion is wrong. But your intention is wrong. A man sees in giving sacrifice. Every man sees hundreds of people he will see in Paramahansa Yogananda. What a thing. But why one man is getting Paramahansa Yogananda and the other man is getting practice of the religion? Intention. Why you are going to God? But every time the first step towards God will be because of physical problem. That is why Lord Krishna said, Ato Jitya Suradharji, Jnani Chakharparishana. All these are devotees. That is how we first go to your doctor. It's not a problem. If there is, we never go to a doctor until there is a health condition. Somebody has asked me, what is the need of all these masters? I said, what is the need of a doctor? I don't need a doctor. Not someday. Be sure of it. Everybody needs a doctor. And when a doctor is required, who is most important at that time? Your business, your wife, your children, your job or doctor. You are in a very severe condition in corona, almost. The doctor is most important. Remember, when you feel this life is like that, then the guru becomes important. That type of intention, you can get to it. I mean, everybody is discussing it. You just can't get it by sitting at home. That's fine. Even Shankaracharya, the Advaita Sakti, he said there is no need of guru, you are God. He also said that Satsang is important. But modern Satsang is a part. They just do bhajan. And why do they do bhajan? Because his boss is coming there for the bhajan. Or some important friend is through whom your work comes to the bhajan table. It is not wrong. Even in that way, it's good also. But I want that group of people to have kindled this desire. Okay, I am fed up with this life. It's okay, however much happy I am, I don't want all this. I want to understand what is life. And to understand this, we do all these things. And why we do it, and how we do it, I will come after my duty is over. The point you understand, the first thing is about love. If God doesn't become your only goal, you cannot become a solution. Just as an engineering student, the feeling harassing like anything, please. Or your children, you are harassed, please. You harass yourself. Reading is the same. Similarly, the spiritual progress is the same. Either Kabirdas, who was the leader, and you stand in the library by studying for a very difficult, handsome audition. Then Raidas, the guru of Mirabai, the preacher, he was a cobbler. This is true. And then King Janaka, the king, and the lineage of entire Raghuvansa, all of his Patiyudhis, Rajeshji. In the spectrum you have both the ends. Leadership to supermost king. But the spiritual attainment of all these is same. Either Vaidas or Janaka. Or Vasistha or Kabir, or CVD or Vishwamitra. They are in the same level of spiritual realization and spiritual power. But why they did use it? We don't know. How many did they want to remove it? They did silently to do it. That's why he is doing it openly. Should be scientific under a cover. So that is one of the criticisms. That is what I said I was telling you people. Don't try to understand the works of the master. If you think he is a master, he is a master. But But don't question his attitude towards life. We don't know what he is trying to do. Because many times, the man who jumps into the river to kill himself, and the man who jumps to help him, the action seems similar. But the intentions are different. So that is important. So living in the present, doing your responsibility of that particular instinct, not even day, as far as possible, physically possible. And then spiritualism, we say physically possible, we go to the extreme. When you call our unconscious, we say yes. We have done, okay, it's okay. Till then, no respect. And then comes the third point. The first two points are very clear. Spiritualism must be your only goal, the only thing which you have to learn. The second is live in the present. And try to adjust the priority. Suppose after 1 month your friend is having an exam, you will have to concentrate more. Or there is some other thing which are important to just have a activity over. You may not be doing like God, but don't tell them you are treating them like God. In the heart of hearts, you feel like that. Never tell anybody what you are doing. You be as normal as you are. Mahavir, he wanted to announce the world. His brother's wife was very much attached to him because she is crossing up to stay as a brother's wife. So she said, I am not going to give you permission. She never asked her again. After 4 or 5 years, she said, you go. So we don't say that I am not being given an opportunity to do all this. You can do anywhere, it is a state of mind. What I am trying to tell you is, it is a state of mind. It comes from yoga, which is a balance. Just balance at the 0 point. Yes, life problem. Yes, spiritual problem. Total balance. The pointer is at 0, no desire. 0 means no desire. The problem starts when you have a desire. No desire. But then how to meet the master? If you have no desire, the master will come. Because you cannot just go to your master and learn spiritualism as if you are trying to learn physics or chemistry or management. It is a terrible thing, completely understand. You please tell me. That's not spiritualism. You don't know the syllabus. Even if you go to the master, he knows the syllabus. You don't know the syllabus. And naturally, when you know the syllabus itself, you will read so hard. When you don't know the syllabus, naturally, you will not be reading anything that is spiritual. Whatever you may be doing in the name of spiritual, it is not spiritual. It is what any person says in the outer court. You are outside the temple, not inside the temple. All the spiritual practices are slowly moving you towards the temple. You have not entered the temple. So many people ask me, how do I know that I have entered the temple? If you have entered, you will move. If the question comes, you have not entered. Because it is a sudden shift. Suppose in the blazing heart of Vijayawada, you enter an empty picture hall. How do you know that you have entered an empty picture hall? Nobody needs to tell you. This is so clean. Similarly, when you enter the divine temple, you will see billions of times more happiness. So there is no question of asking. We need to enter the divine city. It is so happy. That is what we say, peace that passes understanding. That is what Christ says. Our Upanishad says, unable to say what it is, this is Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And we don't ask for peace. We ask for something that is peace. So when a Sukha comes, naturally Sukha must be there. Because there, side by side. If you are asleep, you are sure to be okay. If you are awake, you are sure to be. If you are happy, you are sure to be unhappy. But peace, you can be at peace in any condition. That shanti we have to understand. All the openings of shanti is not shanti. And that we don't ask. We ask everything except peace. So that is the third point I am trying to say. Learn peace. Peace is a state of mind. You are at peace with the whole world. Even now you can see that. For example, 28 years you will be. He said, I want to take you to. What is the meal? Then he said, no, thank you. Then what can I do for you? He said, just bring a few pieces to one side while you are upsetting the sun. When an emperor comes and asks what I can give, that is what the yogi asks. He asks the sun, S-U-V-N sun. And we see the sun, but we never ask him. The entire spiritualism is based on the sun, the yoga of the sun. And the sun is there every day, coming and sitting down. And you never want to reach the sun. You want to sit for a guru, why guru? The sun is there. The real guru of all, you must be Vivasvati Yoga, Vastavar Yoga. This intensive yoga has been taught to the sun. And of course, the sun told to Vivasvati and Vivasvati told to his proper and the immediate continued. Sakale Namaka Yoga. But that sense is lost. But the sun is still there. That is why Sri Ram Sharma Acharya Gurudev says, Prabhupada is to do it. So every day when the sun rises, you have a chance of meeting your guru. Where? In the sun. The Muslim Sufi saint is so powerful in our eyes. Because that is our, I am talking about our scale of measurement. I don't think it is a real scale, but it is enough for us. So to that Sufi saint, any man, this is the man goes, he just looks towards his heart. And something is true. This morning we have met up with him. In the 19th century, he was there. When Sai Baba was dying, he was dying. So one day he went very heavily to some nearby village in Madras to visit him. It was raining very heavily. But there were four persons. They asked him to pull out. Mother is taking him. They caught him. Given cars. There was Pulao there. The jail was specially kicked and given human there. The entry is open. Then they asked from where he was coming. That rain suddenly is taking. Everything. It is a place that she you want it to experience love. You got to be.
So that type of man, that Sufi says,
he was asked by one of his devotees, who is your guru? He said, tomorrow I will tell you. Because it was raining. So the chronological order, that is not empty. And then what do we say? Shubha Yogi, Shubha Karane, Shubha Nakshatre. The Shubha, 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 they even don't know what it means. Many of the people do. Shubha means you replace it with the particular name of the yoga that is on that day. Doesn't mean Shubha means auspicious. Aapka Shubha Naam kya hai? Then what do you say? Mera Shubha Naam hai. Kya naam hai aapka? Instead of Shubha, you put your name there. Mera Naam, Ramakrishna. So Shubha Naam kya hai? Shubha means Ramakrishna. You understand what I mean? So yogi, today, what yoga is there, how can the man who published that book know? So he said, Shubha, you have to replace it by the yoga on that day you are doing. The nakshatra, Shubha nakshatra, Shubha karane. And you go on reading it, Shubha yoga, Shubha karane, Shubha nakshatra. And I just thought, what can I do? I just can't go and every time quote my name. But it's okay, something is better than that. So then, you should know what is Karana, Yoga, and Nakshatra, and then Siddhi and Vara, then it comes to Panchanga. So you should learn how to see the Panchanga and what is the value of Panchanga. So this is how you should start. So, we were discussing about what activities we are supposed to take. I told you there are two types of activities. One is group activity, common for some children to 90-year-old people, youngsters, students, those working in jobs. They are supposed to do these things which are outlined in our as soon as you get up, after work. Know that you are in school. That change of vision must come. We think as individuals, but we should not think as individuals. But we should think as souls. Dissolve the need, bondage,